Central New York Republican Congressman John Katko and Mohawk Valley Democratic Congressman Anthony Brindisi have introduced bipartisan legislation that would pay Transportation Security Administration officers during the federal government shutdown. As WRVL's Tom Magnarelli reports, Katko and Brindisi say it is an example of the bipartisanship and compromise that's needed to end the shutdown.
On Saturday, President Donald Trump offered a deal to Democrats to reopen the government, a 3-year extension of DACA, or the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, in exchange for more than $5 billion for a wall along the southern border. Katko and Brindisi are on fairly the same page with the proposal. Brindisi says he wants to review it first, but says it's a step in the right direction.
I'd like to see some more permanent done with DACA, and I think we can get to that. But we have to get this government up and running and get these folks paid so we can move forward.
Katko says he would support the deal, and he says Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi should negotiate with Trump a permanent fix to DACA, which Katko says Trump might go for.
They should take this opportunity, cut this deal. And so the president will know, too, that he had to pay a deep price to get what he wanted, and he was less likely to do it again.
Katko says he's also signing on to a Democratic-sponsored bill that would pay air traffic controllers during the shutdown. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.